Welcome. This is the Real Estate Investing Mastery Podcast. I just got a call yesterday from one of my one-on-one coaching clients. Now, I don't do a lot of one-on-one coaching, but when I do, I get them results fast. Well, anyway, he called me all excited. Hey, this campaign we just did, I'm already getting leads. What do I do? What do I do? So in this video, I'm going to show you what to do when you get the leads coming in. You sent out the postcards or the letters, the text messages, the cold calls, whatever. Now you're starting to get people saying, yeah, I want to sell my property. Can make me an offer. And I'm going to be showing you right now what to say to sellers when you call them back. And now you don't have to call them. You could just go ahead and send them an offer and then only talk to them after they get your offer. I used to do that a lot. In fact, I tell the story a lot when I've flipped a lot of vacant land deals with my two teenage boys. We made over $150,000 flipping vacant land without ever talking to the sellers. We'd send them a postcard. They would call, leave a voicemail. We send them an offer, and we get about one out of every 30 offers accepted, right? When they would call us, it was after they got our offer. So you could do that if you wanted, but what I like to do now instead is I like to call it seller back, because we're going from one out of 30 offers accepted to about one out of 15 or one out of 20 offers accepted when we talk to them first, all right? So I'm going to walk through. Now, if you go to simplelandkit.com, which I keep on harping on this all the time, I'm going to give you a seller script that we use for all of our land deals for free. No strings attached. So go to simplelandkit.com and check that out. And I'm going to review that with you right now, because this is the conversation I'm having with my coaching client and with people that are in my course or whatever. What do you say to these sellers? Okay. And it's very, very simple. There's a few things you need to understand. First of all, number one, be yourself. Okay. You're not trying to be Grant Cardone or some whoever sales guy that's popular right now. You're just going to be yourself. Number one. And number two, you're going to ask a lot of questions. All right. You're not selling anything. You're not sending into network marketing. You're not trying to get them into your latest MLM. You're just somebody with a lot of money. At least if you don't have it now, pretend that you do. And you're looking for a deal to buy. You're just looking for deals. So you're the one asking all the questions, all right? And so what we're going to do is, my client actually has a bunch of leads here, and we're going to call them, and we may get a hold of them. We might go to voicemail, who knows? But I'll try to record what my conversation is. And if I can't get through, then we'll just do a little practice role playing here. But the point is, I am calling, just asking questions. Tell me about the property. I don't know. I mean, it may be a nice property. It may not. They may want way too much. My offer is going to be way too low. It doesn't matter. I'm just going to ask a bunch of questions, and then I'm going to send them an offer, and that's how we go. So if you want to jump in the script, I'm going to go get it right now from my iPad, and I'll show you what the simple questions are that you can ask these sellers, okay? So here is the lead right here. We're going to be calling this seller in just a minute that came into my client's FreedomSoft account. I use FreedomSoft for all of our leads, and it's an amazing software. But I want to review with you the kind of the script that we're going to use. It's very simple, but it's basically, hey, I'm returning your call. And this is why I love direct mail, right? Because it's way better than cold calling, where you're just cold outreach. When you're doing direct mail, it's, hey, I'm returning your call. You called me first. Do you mind if I ask you some questions about your property? Sometimes I might even say, hey, do you mind if I ask you some questions about your property to see if it would even be something I would be interested in? Because again, I'm asking the questions. I want them to convince me on why I should want to buy their property. And a lot of times I like to think of myself as the reluctant buyer, because this takes the pressure off, man. People get so afraid of making calls or talking to sellers, and they feel like, man, I'm not a salesman. I'm not good. But you're not selling anything. That's the point I'm trying to hammer home here, all right? So I then will say something like, hey, it sounds like it caught you in the middle of something. It sounds like it's a bad time. Is it okay? You don't have a few minutes, do you? I'm asking these questions in the negative. It's called negative phrasing. And many times when you do that, it makes it more likely that they'll say, yeah, I can talk now, whatever. And so I just say, hey, listen, I'm going to ask you some questions about your property, see if it would be a good fit. Maybe I'll send you an offer and you can say yes or no. Is that okay? So I'm setting the agenda of what this conversation is going to be about. And then I just go in through a lot of things. Oh, hey, tell me about the property, the acreage size. Can you build on it? Are there utilities there? Are there HOAs? Is there a road access? I'm just asking a bunch of questions about the property. Are you the owner of the property? Is it in your name and the title and all of that stuff? And now we're getting some questions about the details of the property. This whole conversation, by the way, shouldn't last longer than 3 or 4 minutes, maybe 5 minutes max. We're just asking questions. And then I want to start asking questions about motivation. And I say something like, hey, this sounds like a nice property. Why do you even want to sell it? Why don't you just keep it? You know? And I try to find out why they bought it. Are they using it or not? Why would you want to sell it? I might even ask to say something like, you know, why don't you just list it with a realtor? Have you thought about that? Or have you listed it with an agent before? What would you like to see happen to the property? That's a great question to ask. What would you like to see happen? Maybe they don't want to sell it. Maybe they're just curious to see what you would offer. So I'm trying to determine their motivation. On a 1 to 5, where are they? Because typically you can only do deals with motivated sellers. They need to be at a 4 or a 5 before you can do a deal with them if they're going to accept your offer, right? So if they're just a 1 or 2, they're testing the waters, that's fine. I want to know that though, right? So I say, what would you like to see happen with this property? And I say, you're not in a hurry to sell this property, right? What's their time frame? What's more important to you, Mr. Seller? Do you want to sell it fast or do you want the highest price possible? Then I ask them, when were you hoping to be able to sell this thing? You're not in a hurry. When do you want to sell this? Is this a now thing or a later thing for you? What do you think the property's worth? You know, how did you come up with that number? Do you think that's a fair price for this crazy market? Asking questions, questions, and questions, all right? And then I say something like, listen, if I could pay you all cash and close quickly, what's the least that you would take? It's the $1 million question, right? Well, I don't know. Well, what would make you happy? I don't know. Just make an offer. Well, you know, I kind of need to know where we're at so I'm not wasting your time. And if they, so sometimes, you know, especially with vacant land, they just don't know. They don't know what it's worth. They've never gotten an offer before on it. They're thinking about selling it, but they don't have to sell it. I say, well, you know, again, I go back to, you should just, have you thought about listing it with a realtor? There's this book called Go for No, and it's about sales. And so when you're talking a lot of times to sellers, I'm not being pushy. I'm not pushing my offer down their throat. I'm letting them come to me, all right? And so I'm not sounding like this desperate, motivated buyer. I'm not. I'm just, if it's a good deal, I buy. But I might say, you know, I can give you, if you don't know the price that you want for it, I think the best thing maybe would be, I'll just give you the names and numbers of a bunch of realtors that can maybe list it for you. And, you know, especially if I know they're not really that motivated, they're not in a big hurry to sell. And it's amazing, it's crazy how you do this. When you say, well, I can give you the names and numbers of 4 or 5 realtors, they're like, well, then you find out if they're motivated or not. They just want an offer and I'm not chasing them, right? They say I'm playing a little bit hard to get. So anyway, I say, well, if they still won't give me a price, I'll say something along the lines of, well, I don't know, you're probably going to be mad at me here, you know, and I'm looking at some sold properties, I'm looking at some active listings in the area, and I'm seeing some properties that have sold here recently for this price range, right? Now, if I were to offer you something in that price range, what would you do? How would you feel? And if they get really mad, like, well, you know, wait a second here, good thing I didn't offer that then, right? So what do we need to do to get you closer to that number? And so we're just playing this game back and forth a little bit. If they say, well, you know, I could sell it for maybe 20 grand. I say, well, is that the best you can do? Oh, I sound a little disappointed. I'm just asking 2 or 3 times. Are you negotiable on your price at all? Let's say they say 20 grand. I might say something like, well, you know, if I could come by today with a briefcase full of cash, $10,000, are you telling me you wouldn't take it? $10,000? Sometimes they say, yeah. And I say, well, I'd say, I don't know. So again, I'm not playing like I'm chasing them. I'm making them come to me. And then I might say, well, listen, let me do this. Let me just sharpen my pencil a little bit. Let me look at some numbers. Let me talk to my financial partners and let me get back to you. Can I send you an offer? Can I email you or get back to you? Can we talk later today at like 5 o'clock or tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. or something like that? So I'm giving them some kind of deadline for me to send them an offer. And then finally, I'll ask them this. Listen, if I send you an offer today and you like the numbers, you like the terms, if you agree with everything, would you sign a contract today? I'm trying to see, would they do a deal today? And if they say, yeah, great, we'll go from there. But it's all a simple conversation. I'm just asking a lot of questions. And this whole script, it's not like anything that you need to memorize. It's just a list of questions to help you remember kind of some things that you can say to sellers as you're talking to them. Okay, so let's try to call this seller. Let's see if she answers the phone. Okay, so this is a lead in Georgia, but this seller just called yesterday and left a voicemail. So our postcard says, hey, call or text our 24-hour recorded voicemail if you want to sell your property. So she left a voicemail saying that her reference number was blank. And so I put this in here and we're just going to call her and ask her some questions about the property. I think it's a 4.6 acre lot. Let's just see if she answers. And the cool thing about FreedomSoft, the way I use this, I can send and receive phone calls, send and receive text messages and emails all inside of this platform. So I'm going to click her phone number and see if she answers. I'm going to call her right now from my virtual phone number that she called earlier.
Hello. Yeah. Hi, my name is Joe, and I'm returning your phone call from the other day about your property.
Yeah.
Yeah. You, I think you got a postcard. This is a 4.6 acre lot, right?
Uh-huh. Well, let me tell you about it.
Thanks.
My husband and his brother ran.
Okay.
And both of them are dead.
Okay. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, me too. Anyway, my husband's been dead 2.5 years, and Garner's been dead about 7 or 8 months.
Okay,
and I have gave his daughter or that you have sent for. I can't get them to do it because I didn't want to be ones with it because I don't know if I should, and
okay.
I don't know why didn't get shut down. But they know all about it, and they're not. I gave them one that somebody was offering to buy it.
Okay.
But they're mad at me, so it's a hard time communicating with them. So I don't know what to do about it.
So the property is in the LLC's name, right?
I have no idea. You can find that out, can't you?
Well, yeah, it says it's in the name of Inc.
It doesn't say anybody's name?
I don't think so. I'd have to look to make sure, but I don't think so.
But that company has been broken up for years.
Okay. And that was your husband's company and your brother's, I'm sorry?
My brother-in-law and husband's.
Okay.
And when my husband died, his brother's older, but my husband died first, and they had another CNC properties, and I immediately signed all of that over to them because it was understood that if whichever one something happened to first, the other one got all of it. They've done closed that all down too. So
okay.
I can't get them to do nothing with it. If I can sell it, I will.
Yeah. Do you know, you said you had an offer on it before. Do you know what the offer was? Do you remember?
You know what? I cannot remember. Like it was just about $1,500. I'm thinking it was about $1,500. And I snuck it over there and put it in their mailbox. And apparently they hadn't called anything about it. And the taxes are getting, it's just about $100 or something like that owed on taxes on it. Have I ever seen it?
Yeah, or been to the property?
Yes.
Well, I was just going to ask, do you know if it has access, if there's a way to get to the property?
I thought it was supposed to be, it was a retention pond.
Oh.
But yes, you can get to it. And some lady that lives over there next to it was trying to take care of it a little bit and make sure it didn't grow up or anything, and making sure nobody would go across the fence and get in it.
Yeah.
But my understanding, I won't swear to it, was it was separated with a fence and supposed to be for a retention pond.
Okay. I'm just looking at it right now on the satellite, and I'm wondering if anything can be done to it, you know, if you can actually build any homes. Looks like there's a bunch of homes and residences in the area, right?
Yeah, they built those.
Hmm. Have you called a realtor and thought about just listing it and selling it?
Nope. I've tried to get them to do something, and they won't.
Okay.
And I don't even know if they would have any rights to it. I don't know.
Yeah.
How long it's been. We moved down here. He moved down here to help my brother-in-law with that subdivision over there in 1997.
Okay.
Because we moved down. He was already down here, and I had to sell our house up there. It took about a year. So
I'd say
it's been a good 20 years since they've had any dealings with it at all.
Yeah. I'm looking at it. It is in a floodplain and a wetland.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why it's not been developed yet. There is, you know, maybe 10-15% of it is not in a wetland. Maybe I can do this. Maybe I can look into it a little bit. And you said you got an offer before. For I think you said $1,500. Is that right?
Yeah.
Our offer would be maybe in that same price range. I'm not sure yet. Can I do a little digging into it, and maybe I'll call our title company that we use in the area.
Yeah, and, well, I'll tell you what, I'm not a greedy person. I'm a Christian lady, okay. And that may not mean much to a lot of people because you never know what a Christian is these days,
if you know
what I mean.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't want to take nothing from nobody. That's why I signed over to them without blinking an eye, because that was what, even though my brother-in-law was dementia, he didn't even know what was going on. But I think he realized that I signed it all over to him, and then he signed it over to his daughter.
Okay.
That was taking care of him.
Okay. Well, how about this? Because I think it's still under, you know, maybe I could send you an offer, and I'll put my contact information in there, and you can give that to whoever you think needs it, and you can give them my contact information, and we can just kind of go from there. Would that be all right?
That'd be fine.
Okay. And you know what? What I'll also do is I'll give you the names and phone numbers of about four or five realtors that have sold land in the area. And, you know, maybe you can call them and they can help you, maybe even get more for it if you want to list it.
I don't even, honey. No, I don't. I don't want to fool with it.
Okay. Well, how about this? I'll send you an offer in the mail, okay?
Okay.
And and then you can just give it to them and put my contact information on there. And we'll just, you know, if they want to call me, they can. I'm not sure I'm even want to buy it because, again, it's mostly wetlands and floodplains areas.
Uh-huh.
There's a retention area.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if there's anything I could do with it. But, I mean, we'll see. Maybe I'll send an offer and something will come of it. Thanks for taking my calls. Good talking to you.
Oh, okay, good talking to you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, there you go. Real simple call. I don't know if this is going to be a deal or not. If you look at the floodplain or the map like I just showed you, and I'm using a software called... it used to be called MapRight. Now it's called Land ID. You go to id.land. And I pulled up the property. I can't tell when it was that they bought it, but they've owned it for a long time. And it sounds like it was purchased by the company that built these homes that are nearby. And they didn't subdivide this property. So it's probably more of a retention pond area for flooding. It does look like it's, you know, it's got trees on it. But here's the thing. If I did get it under contract, maybe one of the neighbors would want to buy it. But I'm probably just, she said she got an offer for $1,500. I was like, $1,500? Was that $1,500 an acre? I don't know, or $15,000. But the value of this property, according to county records, is about $3,200. I don't know if this is going to be a deal or not. So I'm just not really going to chase it that hard. I'm going to write up an offer, send it to her, and then we'll see where it goes. You know, she'll give it to, I'm still confused. I don't understand who owns it or whatnot. And another thing that's important too, sometimes with land deals, if there's any kind of, if the title's not clear, and if it's too much of a hassle to get the clear title, we just pass on it. You know, we'll give them an offer and say, hey, when you figure this out, call us back. We'll be interested, but I'm not going to go through a bunch of work helping them try to clear the title out. Okay. This is also something I might send to a title company and see if we can get any, if they can tell me anything about it, but this is probably a dead deal. There's some conflict in there. It's with family. It's mostly wetlands, floodplain, but we'll never know. Maybe I'll send an offer for $500 or $1,000 and see where we go from there. But anyway, that's it. It's as simple as that, guys. The leads come in, call them, ask them questions, be nice, be yourself. And then just, you don't have to make an offer on the phone. Just find out what's the least they would take for it. There's a lot of other questions I could have asked, but, and then just make the offers, make a lot of offers. That's it for now. Hey, subscribe to my YouTube channel, would you? Every week I go live on my YouTube channel and I go through and I call deals, sellers live, I call realtors live, we make offers, and we do a lot more of this stuff. If you're a subscriber to my channel and hit the notification button, you'll get notified when we do these kinds of videos in the future. All right, we'll see you soon.